has a perfectly normal oxygen saturation, but they don't feel like they can catch their breath or they don't feel like they're oxygenating well, the number really doesn't mean anything to us. We're more concerned with comfort. By the same token, if that person has a, quote, again, abnormal oxygen saturation, say in this case, clinically, that would be anything below 90%, but they're comfortable, we don't really do a lot with that because what we want is for you to be comfortable. You could put on oxygen, but it's not really going to necessarily impact your comfort any. In fact, it could dry out your nose, or you might not feel like having that noise or the something sticking up your nose. So we are very symptom-driven, comfort-oriented. By the same token, another example might be someone might be very anemic. However, if we're not going to be doing blood transfusions and doing anything to change the underlying cause of that, or if there's disease we can't treat to make it so you wouldn't be anemic, we're not necessarily going to be looking for that. Now, that's not to say that, you know, sometimes people still want to know those things. Sometimes Sure. we will draw blood just to let a patient know. But generally, that kind of stuff is not covered by hospice. And I don't even have in my possession, they don't give me one of the little oxygen machines. So even if we wanted to test it, I couldn't. Physical therapy, however, generally, when they are, usually with our hospice folks, they don't test that. But they did, and the reason they do that is for people who might have just had a surgery, say a hip surgery or something, and they're trying to learn how to walk again, their doctor might want to know if after they walk from point A to point B, their oxygen level falls. With hospice, again, we're not so much concerned with that. We're really looking at comfort measures. Does that make sense?
I don't think it's that relevant to this particular situation okay. because basically the reason, you know, when they put me on the oxygen in the hospital because I started having shortness of breath.
Right.
And they kept it on at home for a while. And it didn't seem as though it was doing that much.
Mm-hmm.
So I went off of that. And then what happened was a few days ago, I noticed a big jump in shortness of breath and found it difficult when I stood up or tried to move someplace or walk, even with help, that I might not be panting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually, you know, like that. And so I said, well, I'll try this oxygen again.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did, and that improved dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
So that basically the reason I wanted to do the oxygen again was because it was just way harder to function without it.
Comfort.
Mm-hmm. Right, but by the same token, if you had even if we didn't know what your saturation was, as in that case, you put the, and you found a way to make
it. I didn't know what the saturation
right.
was.
Right, so that was something that helped
you. It was symptom driven.
Right, exactly.
You just use it.
Exactly, and we have other things too that we talked about, like the rocks and all. Say you have your oxygen on and you've got that cranked and you're still feeling short of breath. We've got some other things as well that we can use. And then of course, if you're ever in a situation where you felt like, okay, I'm doing everything I was told, you know, we're doing everything we were told to do, following all the suggestions, still short of breath, you call your nurse. And we see we can evaluate the situation, see what we can add, if anything, to make you more comfortable.
Mm. Well, it already started back on the oxygen.
Yeah.
So when it stopped working and I was having shortness of breath, in the middle of the night, that got a little scary.
That's not good. We've got you going again now. So the gene said the bottle just wasn't threat. It was.
You know how you have to change the water level in there.
Yeah.
She just screwed the top back on wrong.
Yeah, that's something I would do. And I would call the guy to come out, and then they'd be like, "Oh, you screwed the bottle," and then I'd feel like a really dumb person.
That's exactly what happened.
But, you know, sometimes you need that. You just need a fresh set of eyeballs. And that's what they're there for. So it was good to call. I mean, the bottom line is if it's not working and you can't figure out why, that's what they get paid for. You know?
Yeah, and they gave her a friendly hard time about it.
As is their wont.
Yeah, it's kind of like when, maybe this isn't the same, but have you ever, you know, you're trying to get dressed in the morning and you're like, oh, where is my sock? I can't find my sock. And you're running around holding one, you can't find the other, and then you look down.
Right.
Yeah, glasses. So, anyway.
So, that seems okay under hospice, right?
What?
That decision.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
It seems to fit within the guidelines.
What you did? Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, hospice, you know, we are here at your invitation. We are not here to tell you, to take over and tell you how to do things, but we want to offer our expertise, if you want to call it that. And I think we can. You know, we try to be experts in symptom management, pain control. We're also very much about meeting people where they are. We do our best to do that. Sometimes we're constrained by these external forces of insurance companies and whatnot, but we try to not come in like a hammer over the head and tell you what to do. We try to, you know, make it your turn. And we're here along with you.
I didn't want to die by falling on the floor.
No.
And I didn't want to be laboring tremendously to get from here to the commode. I don't want to be worried about that all the time. So it makes me feel much better that we got this working. And it makes a world of difference in how I'm feeling.
I'm so glad to hear that. Very glad to hear that. Why don't I take a quick listen to your lungs? And then I don't have anything else I need to do today. Is there anything else you wanted to talk to me about or that I should pass along to Diane?
Yeah, seems like there was something, Jean.
Right. The tamales, the
stuff that, you know.
Do you want me to run and grab her real quick?
Jean Chapman? She's out there?
Yeah. She's out there with this huge pile of photographs working diligently.
Well,
do you know what?
Because my mind is
not. Let me go grab her real quick.
So
I'm Kiri Kaler. K-A-R-R-Y.
Hey, Jean.
I wish I could have read the air.
Kiri Kaler. And my email is just kiri.taylor@citadel.edu.
Unless you're a dot.
Citadel.edu.
Yeah.
Someone knows that you probably also know Natalie Dupree, who's done some work with Jack Bass and Charles.
Take a nice deep breath.
Is he a poet?
No.
Okay.
He was married to a poet, though. Jack is a...
Oh, her husband!
Yeah, Jack.
Yes! Jack and... sorry! I was trying to think of the food. Yes, food connection. Yes, he married it up.
Yeah,
I just met him at... well, they had a Charleston...
And you don't have to sit up much. Just enough for me to slide this back here.
Oh, yeah.
I feel hurt.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And that was the first time I met him. We went to the Bowen's Oyster.
To Bowen's Island.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the Netflix trip.
The sun was setting.
Oh, nice.
And so he's civil rights law.
Yes.
Oh, it's okay.
What does the shortness of breath come from? You know?
Well, it can be any number of things. If you, and there's so many things tied into your body that affect your breathing. One of the main things is your red blood cells, which carry oxygen. If you don't have as many of them, if you get kidney involvement, your kidneys are important in stimulating red blood cell production. That can be certainly one thing that can cause someone to be anemic. If you don't have as many red blood cells to carry,
goodbye, Nancy.
Okay.
To carry oxygen to your tissues, that can be a problem. Being less mobile can cause, sometimes, this is going to sound more extreme than it is, not a lung collapse, but you have little air sacs in your lungs. And have you ever had surgery, and after surgery they give you one of those machines to inhale? Well, One thing they try to do when things slow down in your body is to get you to take deep breaths, because it helps keep these little air sacs in your lungs, especially at the bottom part, inflated. If they're not, they can collapse on themselves a little bit and make it harder for you to breathe.
So if I wanted to try to palliate my own situation a little bit and I stopped being able to breathe as well, I had more difficulty when I stood up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe doing more deep breathing would be
good. If you want to sit here and kind of, this is, rather than do a like a kind of hyperventilating panting, the way that you really want to do it is kind of a nice, a slow, even breath. Like kind of like if you ever see people do, these crazy people, I'm not one of them that exercise all the time, and they do these crunches, and they're like, you know, doing that. I mean, it's just, I don't believe that's good for your body. If you want to stretch your body and you do a nice slow stretch, I personally believe that's a healthier way to do it. It's the same thing with a deep breath. We don't want you hyperventilating and becoming lightheaded and all that. But yes, if you want to sit there.
So like that happened last night a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a little scary.
It probably won't help you so much right when you're short of breath, but if you're just sitting here and you think, I'm going to take some deep breaths, first of all, it can be, I think, very relaxing, and second of all, it will help that. When you have disease progression...
That's probably enough. I think we asked Jean to come in for something.
No, I'm just going to watch for rain because the photos are on the table.
Oh, okay.
But there's no rain.
Okay.
Well, the issue was, wasn't there a note that you wanted me to get delivered to somebody?
Oh, I talked to her out front before she came in.
Okay.
The other thing I thought, how's your eye doing? Because it's been, did you talk about your eye? They've been irritated and kind of goopy and red, and we've been rubbing them a lot. And I actually got some of that sty ointment, but it's not bacterial. So we use that a day or two. And I actually wondered if it may be, it's been all week.
Is it both eyes? Both eyes feel the same.
So I actually wondered if it might be almost time for a little antibacterial.
Are you putting anything in them?
Well, what I just said was just she had gotten this little star stuff.
What is it?
It's just a sterile ointment. It's just a sterile ointment. Because what he needed was just something that could get in the eye.
Yeah.
Because it was crusty, but it wouldn't harm.
To me, your left eye looks red. Gene, I don't know if you're seeing the same thing as I am.
Yeah, the left side more.
But they feel the same.
Well,
yeah. It's just a sterile ointment.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were trying a little Vaseline on the lid, but I was just concerned stuff would get in the eye. So
the significant thing is...
So the question was just whether we needed an antibiotic ion.
Significant change is that when I... Last night, I didn't itch anywhere near as much as the night before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, the eyes didn't crust up and do as much stuff as before.
Okay, good.
And they, in general, haven't been as bad today.
Okay.
And so this has been sort of more or less dried up.
When you wake up in the morning, or when you wake up, you know, after your big sleep, is your eye ever crusted shut?
Occasionally.
Like, mm-hmm. to the point where you can't open it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it open pretty easily.
Yeah, a couple of days it was. He'd been using hot, warm washcloths on them for a couple of days.
So how was it this morning?
It's pretty good.
Okay. I would say, and it's totally up to you guys, you could do one of two things. If it's getting better, we're going in the right direction. I think by virtue of the fact that you said both eyes were affected, but now, to me, it looks like your right eye looks pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
It feels pretty darn good compared
today
to yesterday.
Yeah. So my feeling would be...
That's the first advance.
Yeah.
Okay. Given that you were having that rash and it maybe moved its way up, I might just... Hold up. That being said, if you would be more comfortable going into the weekend having something here... I'm sure Dan could talk to the doctor and they could call something and you guys could go pick it up. It won't be something that hospice would deliver out.
Maybe you could tell the nurse on call.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if somebody could just get an okay for a prescription, just for something very, very simple.
Okay.
Just to okay it.
Okay.
But we won't, not to do anything unless you call. So the on-call nurse would know that.
Just get kind of a PRN order for some antibiotic.
Yeah. And then if we need it, we can call her and we can go to the
cardiologist. Okay.
But probably it's better, yeah. But just so we won't have to
I won't, because I'm thinking you're going in the right direction.
Good.
And, you know, otherwise they could do like a little final thing. They do know what they're not. You're probably the expert in that.
Well, they do lots of different
What do you want?
Adults. Whatever your kids stuff is a little different.
Is that
okay?
Yeah,
it's very low-key stuff for kids.
Okay. Yeah, but you don't think
like,
you don't think you need like a steroid, right?
And again, it's good of step late, and then I want to have to get that one more. So that's the first time I've heard it. So that's good. Okay, that's fine.
I'll
leave.
Yeah, I'm all about too. Like, you know,
no, that's not very much it.
Let's look at the direction he's going in. And if he's doing, and the same thing about the opposite. We feel like with certain things we're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Oh, is he already? Wow.
He's fairly able to do things. He just chooses to do different things.
Okay. And you're good on how to take that? Yeah, he just takes it at
bedtime.
Okay. Oh, that's not
my
No,
okay. My thought would be is if you can organize them to do something very small. You know, work around a very small, clearly defined objective rather than getting overwhelmed with kind of the totality of your experience and your resources.
I don't find anywhere that there's a list of
Because I think they're going to have to, somebody's going to have to explore that.
I mean, in the comfort pack?
Yeah. The multiple lists
on their own time in the context of a struggle.
So I can't really sort out on the list what's in the pack.
Did you have something in mind?
Oh, I always open it.
I was sort of thinking along the lines of the curriculum.
So, and then there's a blank
sheet. It's a good issue to organize and shuffle go around.
Here's your rock
to the school board
and say,
all right,
well.
Mississippi's doing this. Why isn't Chapel Hill doing this? And then they say, well, we don't have the resources. And then that becomes a strategy for then pulling together all the resources. In developing the curriculum.
I mean, I could tell someone the list and say, well, we don't have some prescriptions
of
the
teacher.
That seems a little odd.
Yeah, there's other, I mean, there's lots of people that could help out with that, I would think. But no, it's, what a great...
And that's funny, they don't finish the word.
Good collection of people.
Let's see here, which is fine, but like, yeah, super fun.
And...
I think I missed something there.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
I think I drifted at a certain point there.
Oh,
that,
oh yeah, they had. Okay.
No, no, I didn't think. I didn't have any more specific kind of reactions.
Did you and Sabinda talk, or you and
we need to talk about info.
So between the two of them, you think you can keep you in the loop?
I think so, yeah. And, I might even come back Sunday, you know, at 6 if I'm back in town.
Where did you decide to do Sunday at 6? Kevin's coming
over. You decided to meet, you're going
to
meet with him.
I have to tell you, honestly, this is new.
Particularly, Sabina is going to come by with her husband to work on your computer.
It's new to me because we didn't used to do this, although I think it's a great idea. But let me talk to Dan and see if where that list might be.
Well, yeah. I mean, just in general.
Yeah. Maybe before we leave, if you could help me write this stuff down.
Oh,
look,
I think the bottom. Here we go. Here we go. It's in here. At the bottom.
See if I can do this easily myself.
And,
you want to dictate
yes,
and I'll type?
This is before you just dive in here, what they want you to do is call your nurses.
But let me just see if I can get into it myself.
You'll have this stuff, okay?
Okay, we've got it.
Yeah. Yep. This is
okay.
This is
kind of so, I'm not choose the power, but I want to be a calendar.
So go up here. It's supposed to be like literally, no pun intended, a magic bullet.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. And so, there it is.
Liquid Haldol. Uh-huh. You have an agitation. Mm-hmm. And then this is the
and then this is the box of all.
Now. They give you a range. And this is on the bottle,
right?
You don't need to write it down. And you know what? I like
this.
I'll put it in that. I'll write it because the sheet that's
you
in the pack.
Open this
oh, no. The sheet that's in the pack. Oh, this is it. Somebody who says,
I can't work.
Switch you to Kuma then. It's a
100
shot. Do you know anybody who could take it?
I wish I could. Okay. So what you're going to start with is 0.25 mils. So show me that. Very good. Okay. Which is 5 milligrams because we've got 20 milligrams. Under the tongue, every 4 ounces needed for moderate to severe pain or shortness the book. Now, I will tell you, and you know this, that's a very small gift. Mm-hmm. If you give your 5 mils.
So, Sunday the 11th, 6 o'clock, right?
Yeah. I'm going to pencil that in.
They have a range, yeah. And they'll probably, but call your nurse, because we like to, especially the first time you use it. Now, do you want to do a little bit?
This could be that I could add you to this Google Doc.
And then
I could add you to this Google Doc.
To the Google
Doc. That's a Google Doc. That's something that I share with Sandy and Doris. It's my calendar.
And there's the list. Ta-da!
How do you spell
supina?
S-U-E-P-I-N-D-A.
Okay.
Or S-U-P-I-N-D-A.
No.
I think it's S-U-E.
No, no problem.
And who else will be a part of that meeting? Or do I call that Church of Power?
I know, but I wouldn't open it either if it said don't open the
back. Unless the
guys are going. So,
Kevin.
Have we come the comfort pack, the ambient candy you've got before us?
As far as I know.
We listen to lungs. Blood pressure.
And you might have to push
Even check it, but I can if you want. I don't care. Johnny, do you care if she takes your blood pressure or not?
Who?
Do it for fun? Is it important to you that she take your blood pressure? I don't care. She doesn't. She wasn't planning to have to do it. They did it on Monday.
You got it out already.
Yeah. Let's see, how can we roll up here?
I'm just going to
Let's take this sweater off. It's been too hot.
You're hot anyway. Do you want me to slide this up for a sec?
No, I'd like you to actually take it and set it here for a sec. Just so it won't fall off.
You're a Mac person, huh? Ooh. I am too.
Ugh.
I can't figure these other people out.
Do you do any digital photography?
My husband does digital media art. That sounded fancy. I know. Here, what's gonna. He teaches. You want to take the whole thing off?
Yeah.
He teaches multimedia design at Elon. And he and I are both Mac people.
Wonder if I'm Mac.
Well, you know what? He just took the job in August. So maybe not, because you're at Carolina, right?
Yeah.
This arm okay?
Yep.
All right. What I love about my Mac is when I do something wrong, it just tells me how to fix it. Warm under all that stuff. You know it's supposed to be 85 degrees today? Mm-hmm. October 9th? I'm loving that. Where are you from originally?
Here's in Berlin. How about you?
What's 100? Is that good? 101 over?
Yeah. Huh? It's fine. Everyone's different. But most people, Yanni, are they'd be thrilled to have a blood pressure like that.
I think I would.
Yes, you would. We like to see it under 135 really on the top number and under 7 or under 80 on the bottom number. But they keep lowering those numbers all the time, don't they? Because they keep saying, 84 is okay.
Both of mine are 3-digit.
Yeah, well, you want us to check?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on blood pressure.
Are you, Carrie?
What's that?
Are you?
What?
You're on blood pressure meds?
I am, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Me? Iraq?
He has high blood pressure.
That's high.
Iraq.
Oh. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yanni, do you want me to move this back?
I'm going to head out, Yanni, in a second.
No, okay. I'm going to go unless you need anything else today. And, let's see, Diane, I guess I'll get in touch and let you know when she's coming
yeah,
out.
Next week.
Next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, but we're good.
Okay. Eye drops, we'll ask Diane to follow
her
up on that.
Ointment's probably a little easier.
Ointment better than drops. Okay.
Just
like
stays. Oh, you want to have drops. Listen to me. You know what? It's a pediatric perspective. Ointment's better for babies.
Yeah.
Because it stays longer, and they rub their eyes and it rubs it in. Works better than, it's much easier than drops, but it's, isn't that funny? It's such a,
drops.
I didn't even think about it. Drops, yeah.
And my gut feeling is you probably are not going to need them, but they're going to be available if you need them.
Yeah, call, and we can pick them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. So you guys call if you need anything over the weekend. And enjoy the warm weather.
Yes, it's very nice. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Do you need help getting out?
See ya.
Nope, I got it.
Through all the various dates.
And got all the puppy.
The poor man from YP Equipment Company is terrified of the dog.
Well, he said,
yeah, we went to the sleepy town sometime, and she said, it's your favorite dog from the world.
Battle of the self-image.
Pardon?
Battle of the self-image.
Who's self-image?
Oh, no, it's a big black fiber screen. Dogs and cancer. Making mistakes with technology. Where are those all from?
This is an anti-war rally. You should look through some of it. I hope you have a chance to look through some of this stuff. It's an anti-war rally, but we can't just. Gene put 2001 stop the war in Iraq, but I think we've decided it's not 01. Or if it is 01, it's not Iraq.
Yeah, I think you're right there. That makes sense.
I think maybe 91.
Do they look that old? It had stop the war 2001. Now he had that written on there. Now that doesn't mean that all of us can't make mistakes.
See this?
Who is it?
Spency Love.
Oh, no kidding! Is that funny?
There's a picture that Lucy is in here, too.
Oh, did you find a Lucy?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, do you know her?
Actually, I forgot my glasses on.
Okay.
I'm looking to see where I laid them down. I spend a lot of time looking to see where I laid my glasses.
You can't figure out where
there's Lucy.
Oh, yes. Actually, I found a better one.
This is in Chapel Hill.
Yes, this is in Chapel Hill. Right down the street. Yeah, there's nothing to really show. They're doubles, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been so many wars and so many protests.
Yeah.
It's a little hard to remember which one this was.
And there's the Catholic worker folks, I think.
Oh, yeah, that sounded very nice on a Patrick Seeking. Patrick and Bernadette.
Him?
Yeah, and that's Bernadette. That's his oldest daughter.
Okay.
Who, at that age, now she's a senior at UNC Wilmington this year.
Oh, yeah?
They could probably tell you what grade this was.
Well, then maybe 91 would be too early.
Yeah, now let's see.
If
Bernadette,
she's a
well,
senior, because she looks like a teen there.
Yeah, certainly a
teen.
And she's now about 22.
And then they're talking about the 21st
century.
So it is 01.
Yeah.
But what kind of anti-war protest is going on in 01?
Which war was it? When did we invade it in 01?
When was the second invasion of Iraq?
I thought it was 03.
Seems like it was 03.
Unless this is some sort of post 9/11 kind of preemptive.
Oh, maybe when we started bombing Afghanistan.
Did we start right away?
We started
in November.
We started soon after 9/11. Soon after.
Then that's what this is.
I think it was a demonstration to try to prevent invasion
of Afghanistan. That's what was going on then.
Well, I don't know whether it was Afghanistan or Iraq, but I think it was Iraq.
Uh-huh.
It was
Because it says stop the bombing. Feed the people. Actually, I think I was here. I remember, I vaguely remember Jamu giving a talk.
Did you see him there?
I haven't yet.
I remember there's...
Oh, and maybe, if I remember correctly, maybe I might have bumped into, like, Peter Filene.
Yeah, Peter Filene spoke with this, I'm pretty sure.
Did he?
I think so. Yeah, this was the thing. Well, there was also a teaching organized, you know, in the evening at one of the halls, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And this was one of the early national protests because, you know, there was some inertia there for the anti-war folks to come out to stop this thing. And I think this was... local effort. Her name is Diane.
No, her name is, she's the one who came with Diane the other day. The one who had been a hospital nurse.
No, I remember
years.
Her,
yeah.
But I don't remember.
I don't
her
remember
name.
Her name. I've lost her name. It's not done yet.
She's very much a new generation compared to Diane.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's true. Sonia Stone Junior Trouble. Okay, you guys, see if you can age, see if you can figure out a year for this. Please. Job for you there.
Rose Stremla.
I forget her. Who is she?
She was in our history department with us.
Oh. This is a meeting of
That's a nice one.
Oh, good. See,
it's
a
Carrie Taylor and Mindy Hohenstein.
Oh, is there an interview there?
Now, which one was Mindy? Was did she? Oh, boy, I remember her.
You remember Mindy? She was really nice.
Mindy and her little short friend.
Here's another question.
Is this
too many questions? What did ACCESS stand for?
This was the organization that students had that Smiley was very much a part of. That was part of a coming together of different groups to demand.
It's not like tuition hikes, but I mean, do you remember what ACCESS stood for? It stood for something.
I don't remember.
These are loose pictures. Do you think this, oh, I bet this was the UN, this was probably the rally at Memorial Hall.
This, a bunch of these are pictures of the Board of Governors meeting that the BSM picketed and attended that was dealing with
that's nice. I think it probably is a stop, I'd say stop the war 2001.
Okay. Let's see. See
think y'all can remember. I don't remember. Was this a flock protest? That planting the tobacco on the quad?
No, I don't think so.
What was that about? Do you remember what the issue was? That was when Sandy was there. The surge was doing stuff. But I don't remember why they did that.
It precedes me.
Are you remembering that?
Jerry gives me too much credit.
And what year, okay, here's the test book. What year was the demonstration supporting the housekeepers where all those signs were taken over and put on the front of the president's desk?
That was the National Sikh Conference.
SEAC. Do you remember what year?
No.
I can't remember what.
Sandy can tell you. We have pretty good documentation of that.
SEAC stood for what?
Third Environmental Action Coalition.
This is the cover out of the. Annie, yeah, this is the cover for your autobiography.
Okay. Ah, what is it? Oh, right!
I think that is great.
There are two or three of them. That's the best, though, I think.
Yeah. See, the thing is, if I go through all these pictures, unless I keep track of them in some very precise way, I won't be able to get back to them. Nobody will.
The what's that?
I won't be able to get back to them.
You'd be surprised. I mean, you've got a label here.
Yeah.
SSHT, Student Something for Historical Truth. Danny? SSHT.
That was our organization for decorating the Saunders Hall.
Oh, what does it stand for? Student Something.
Seeking Historical Truth.
That's what I wanted, I think, was I wanted chat, not chat.
Uh-huh.
Students for Historical Accuracy. But that was overruled.
Ah. Yeah, this was somewhere around. His tenure struggle with Jeff Jones. Black students.
Tenure and was it the woman at the Black Cultural Center?
This was forgetting her.
Sonia Stone?
Tenure, yeah.
Now, when did Sonia Stone, when was she, what was her years?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Now, here's a. If either of you all can come up with any year for that, that's something new.
I'm not sure when this was for Sonia Stone.
Okay.
But I'm thinking.
But this was actually for Sonia. Sonia Stone herself was trying to get tenure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there was maybe more than one event in this package.
Do you remember when the last Bell Award was in?
remember all this stuff. I think this.
We could look it up, and it would be circa 05, and then 04 or 05.
What's that, the Bell Award?
Cornelia Phillips Spencer?
Phillips Spencer. Yeah, mix it up with current.
I'm going to head out.
Good work, thank you, Jane.
All right.
Yeah, we can.
What you looking for?
Put these. Keep that from falling off.
So what's up?
Put these someplace where they won't fall on the floor. Okay. Give me a little hug.
We'll see ya.
Yeah.
Maybe even Sunday if we're back.
Maybe.
Okay.
Thanks for coming by. It was great.
It was great just to meet these people.
Now you've met them, so it's a little bit of a foundation.
Uh huh.
It's great. I want to get around to somehow getting together with Cheryl. And some of her friends.
Have you talked to her recently?
She always comes through.
Right. Oh, yeah. She's in town, though, as far as you know, right? Yeah. All right. Hang in there.
I will.
Good to see you, Carrie.
We'll be in touch.
Great. Been there. Yes. Clan and Hillsborough.
And Jane, keep me in touch if there's anything I can do with identifying pictures
yes,
or documents.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Just remember, Jim.
I don't imagine you can run a scanner and send me some things.
Yeah, we can. No, I was just going to say, just remember, it's very easy to snap some digital photos and attach them to an email and send them.
It's true, but when you're looking at a stack of papers at high, it's not worth it.
But can do.
If you're back sometime, you make a good stuff.
Well,
Thank you. That's
the thing. We can spend, we can carve out a couple hours and go through some boxes.
That would be an idea. Yeah, but that happens. By the time when we get sorted to know what things he's going through. Yeah.
All right, guys.
Okay. Take care.
Say bye-bye, doggies.
Bye,
dogs.
Question
mark here.
Who I
never entirely warmed to.
The Navy Band.
That's recent.
Bye-bye.
In 2007.
Bye-bye.
But that's one of those things where we can probably say something about it. Because who's going to know what that was about? They were the UN. They were the U.S. Navy official band, right? They were the guys who were still surviving it. Was it during World War II that they had come originally?
I tried to set that clock last night and I failed.
Lunchtime. It's lunchtime. I'm coming right now,
doggy. So did you visit Sia?
I did.
How is she?
Actually, I will stay longer. Well, actually, I probably didn't need to stay longer. We're going to stay half an hour. She was good. She had actually got up and had a shower this morning. First shower she had had in her house since she's been sick.
That's great.
Very happy.
I told her you sent your greetings and sent her happy birthday greetings. So they're having takeout Chinese tomorrow night around her bed for, to celebrate her birthday. Tablets on here. Well, actually, you know, I can turn the computer sideways for an app and put your papers here.
No.
Okay, okay. It's scout time. I promise.
It did. It did. It did.
So she is the hospice nurse?
She is a hospice nurse. Is one of the hospice.
And so if I all of a sudden have a hard time breathing, I call her.
Well, we call Diane. And for some reason, Diane said either she or this lady whose name I forgot would be out today.
Okay.
Diane's the one, is a regular person who knows you best, but once in a while, I dine with your Monday, so they wouldn't, they don't have, I mean, they will come as often as needed, but they come every week, once a week, and then more if needed. And they specifically came today to drop off more equipment for drainage, and then just to see anything else you needed, so. Because it wasn't crucial, we thought, for Judy Diane, she had somebody else come to do that. And she had met you, too. It reminds me of doing those big boxes in here.
Oh, I know, you're out.
Hey, pardon?
What's that?
Well, that's her. That's what she brought, came to bring. This is our bottles. Our equipment. Supplies. Are you hungry?
Probably.
Anything you could think I would like? Ensure? Smoothie?
Well, I'm not quite switched into that mode yet because
okay.
I'm a little bit worn out.
Okay.
And I need to pee.
Somebody brought you some pound cake, I think.
Yes, which I may not be able to eat. Mm-hmm. I can eat that with milk.
Mm-hmm. Try it.
Do you want the pot or the potty or the urinal?
I'd like the potty right there with the urinal, mm-hmm. if I need it. Yeah, that looks good.
But you're not going to call him in, right? Oh, okay, if we don't pick him up. Got it. Great. Okay. Okay, great. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll call hard drive.
Great.
Great. Thank you so much. Yes. So much. Take care. Bye bye. Bye. Robin, that's your name. Thank you.
really nice to have a life where there's things that I really look forward to.
What?
Like the idea of peeing.
Uh-huh. The small things are very important, yes.
Yeah, I know I'm going to be able to pee. Uh-huh. Really look forward to that. Uh-huh. Look forward to how I'll feel after that. We're on a totally different scale.
Uh-huh.
This visit that we just had, this discussion, or seeing you for a while. Or...
You're saying that the pleasure of anticipating being able to pee is wholly different from the pleasure of the kind of gathering you just had?
Actually, I've been thinking about that, but I haven't had a conclusion about that.
Two different kinds of pleasure.
No, I'm not sure it's two different kinds of pleasure. It's just looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I might have stopped short before saying anything about that second thing. Because my mind might have dropped off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of getting up in the morning and seeing you and getting the day started. All kinds of things.
Uh-huh. What kind of day it is?
It's a whole different kind of thing than looking forward to things that I dread.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, it's a lot different than looking forward to a day of transfusion.
Uh-huh.
Well,
we hope you do the paracentesis. I mean, you're right. For me, it would be
struggling to get back and forth. Thank you.
Down, you're gonna do it. Whoops.
What was it?
It's just a store place. You know, size of my leg.
You really can't talk about anything but how close that the hospital is, which is, you know, understandable. But I think she doesn't remember who she's told it to.
Uh-huh.
So it's like I heard it from Arnie, and then I heard it from Sia twice, and then I heard it again today. It's tough one. It's hard to distract her, even like to talk about like her birthday or something.
When's your birthday?
Your pardon?
You just had a birthday.
Well, yeah. It's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. It'll be 63 tomorrow.
63?
Uh-huh. Arnie was 63 in August. She's 63 tomorrow. Okay, doggy.
Cameron walked up with one of my tablets, did she?
What?
Cameron didn't walk up with one of my tablets.
One of your tablets?
Tablets.
Tablets? I have no idea. Who brought you the pound cakes, Lucinda?
No.
Nancy.
You're welcome to some. Probably already got some.
No, I didn't eat your pound cakes.
You like pound cakes, don't you?
Yeah, I'm happy to meet you. Thank you.
Well, I want you to know that she can't.
Thank you. Well, that being said, I might. Of a call. There you were.
Uh-huh.
And then in California, just like that.
Yeah. That's nice.
You know, I didn't realize until I had found a birth announcement in family papers. I couldn't figure who it was. I had realized that Ansel Earl Bowe had changed his name to Michael.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Oh, that's who that is. That's Earl's son. Bowe is like baby's birth announcement.
Did he change his name?
Yeah, it would seem.
Bo changed his name from what to what?
From Ansel Earl Beckwith to Michael Beckwith.
And was there another Michael Beckwith?
No, I'm signed off. I never saw that again. I mean, my supposition would be that he was making a statement against the family history. But maybe that the.
In what way?
Well, by changing the name from Ansel Earl. Maybe he just didn't like the name. I'm sorry.
When was this, you know?
Well, I don't know. By the time the baby came, his name was Michael, because I didn't know who it was, who Michael Beckwith was.
By the time what baby came?
Elsa and Bo's baby, which was my baby's grandfather now.
So?
Many, many, many years ago.
He changed his name.
I think it was a relatively young man.
So that the new baby could have, what, his old name?
No, I just mean that by there's this wedding and baby announcement in there, and it's for a Michael Beckwith, who's the parent. And mm-hmm. I didn't know who that was. And then I later realized that Ansel Earl, Beau, had changed his name to Michael. And it must have been when he was fairly young, because when his baby was born, he had already changed it.
Is he still alive?
Who, Ansel Earl?
I don't know. Whoever changed his name, Beau.
No, is he alive now? No.
Was he alive? He must have been alive when he changed his name.
Yeah, he was a young man. I mean, young enough that he just was having a baby. And so, I mean, I don't know when he did it. Ansel Earl Beck was the 18th. Well, maybe it was just third. It was a ponderous name. The baby that died was Ansel Earl.
Well, who named the baby?
I mean, the baby, Celeste's baby brother that died is Ansel Earl, must have been junior.
Oh, I see.
So this Henry's baby must have been a third, an actual little third. So you can have a little rest before Bill and Julie comes. It's just 2:30 now, so you've got a little while.
Yeah. I feel like it's warm in here. What do you think?
I always think it's warm in here.
What?
I always think it's warm in here.
See? Huh?
But the heat's not on, it's just been warm outside.
So, what we have to do is turn it cool.
Yeah, or open the door for a bit.
So, one more tomorrow.
Why? Very few bugs out now. But there's not much of a bug problem.
Oh, nice fresh air.
I'm a big fresh air fan, as you know. Sun and fresh air. Well, part of it's a pediatric perspective. I think that's been half my life, trying to beg people to open windows.
Can say that again? To end my life?
No, I said, I feel like I spent half my life begging people to open their windows. And they had these little children and babies living in these tight apartments with, that never had any fresh air, never had any moisture, hot air, hot dry air in the winter, hot cold air in the summer. Never an open window. Dry noses, cough, stuffy noses, nosebleeds.
Right.
Try opening a window. Turn the heat down.
Want to go back?
I don't want to stay sitting up for a while. I want to eat some ice.
Okay. Do you want to like forego a blanket? You're warm a little bit?
No, I'd like something on my legs, but okay. I don't think I need that sweater.
Okay. We have some wire things.
Hi, Doug and Poochie Boo. Doug and Poochie Boo. Yes, you are. You're sweet little Poochie Boo.
Thank you.
can have a nice Madison cover.
Great. That very nice room.
Yeah, very cozy.
I love the cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
Did you already see him?
Oh yeah.
Look at you.
You want some little ice or some bigger ice?
Little
ice. Yeah, the bigger ice probably has a
I'm thinking what we might want to do is once we're sure that the bigger ice is hardened, take it out and put it in cups or glasses or something. And continue with the little ice in the center. Make sure that there is little ice for the bedtime.
Does that need to be turned off?
Yeah.
I'll let you do that because my hands are